Hi, my name is Kayla. I attend Perry High School and I'm 16 years old. And our main topic today is relationships. What makes a healthy relationship is commitment, communication, trust, loyalty, respect, support, honesty, and attention. Lots of attention. How do you get those things? It's just the same as saying if you want respect, you have to respect that person to get it. So basically, it's the same thing as if you're in a relationship. Like, you can't just say the person gives you the whole 100% and you just meet them 50%. We got to give the whole extra mile to get an extra mile.
My name is Brianna. I attend Perry High School and I'm 15 years old. And I feel that relationships are useless because all it brings is complications in life. You just see people arguing and you never see the good moments. All you see is people arguing, flirting, cheating. That's all you see. The human race will survive on insemination.
Hi, my name is DJ. I attend Perry High School and I'm 15. I think relationships are okay. You don't necessarily need to be in one to be happy or anything like that. But I've only been around bad relationships in my life, so I've never really seen a good one or a healthy one. And I haven't really been in a long-term relationship. But if you want to have one, that's okay too.
Hello, my name is Cece and I attend Perry Traditional Academy.
My opinion on relationships, I'm not even saying it's just because I'm in one. I mean, some relationships are good, some are bad. But I agree with everybody was saying. Cause some people just feel different about relationships. Some people don't like to be in them. Some people do.
Better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
My thoughts are like, say if you were in like a very bad relationship and you felt as though it was going to happen again. You can't just go based off of what happened from the past. You can never let the past affect on your future. If you don't believe in your future, you're never going to have one.
You got to have hope.
It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. I feel like that quote is stupid because there are some relationships where you fall in love with a man who is either abusive or verbally abusive. And sometimes those situations can harm you and change who you are as a person. And I feel like that quote is saying that you should be in a relationship and get hurt than to have never been in a relationship.
Well, what I think about this quote is, I mean, you can't really base love off of anything if you have never experienced it. My example, when I first had a relationship, it was kind of hard at first because, like, we knew each other for years. And then, like, when we first broke up, it was, like, a real hard heartbreak. Like, I cried for, like, 2 months and then I got over it. Say you won't love somebody if you never experienced it and never went through, like, a real heartbreak.
I think that it's kind of difficult to go forward if you base all your experience off of something that happened in the past. Everybody at some point is going to get hurt, but doesn't mean you're always going to get hurt. Not every relationship you be in is going to be bad. It could be, but it might not. And you have to give it a chance before you would know what's going to happen. I'm kind of in between on it because I see where everybody's coming from. Sometimes love isn't a good thing because you get hurt in the end, but at the same time, you could move forward and move past it and find love again that works out. But it might not work out and you might get hurt again. Life sucks. I don't believe that I'll ever like be in love with somebody, but I think love might exist for other people. I just don't really understand it because I've never had feelings for anybody that was that strong or anything like that. Like I've ever loved somebody. I just don't understand the whole love thing.
I feel like since we're 15 to 16 year olds, we can't really answer this question because we're in high school. We really haven't found the one and we're not really matured yet to figure out who is the one. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who has found the one in high school. There's many others who has been in relationships in high school and break up senior year or go into college and still break up because they can't handle the stress and the commitment of relationships.
Okay, I like agree and then I disagree about what she had to say because some people, they have known a person for years and months. Like if you've known a person for a long time, if you feel as though that's your true love, then so be it.
Fall in love in high school. It's kind of stressful. First, you have to worry about school. Then you have to worry about that person talking to females or talking to males or whatever. So it is kind of stressful. And then you got books. Honestly, I've been on and off with my relationships for like at least 3 years. I don't think me and my spouse will last.
I think some people definitely do find their true love in high school. I could have found mine. There is somebody, but I don't think I'd ever be with that person. I don't think you're necessarily supposed to find that person in high school, because you're just doing so much changing and finding yourself as a person that you don't even know if you're going to still want to be with that person in the future, because you might not even be the person you were when you met them. Everybody's changing and growing, and they're going to grow too, and you might not like who they become at the end. So you never really know.
You cannot find your true love at Perry, because how these boys act here and how they are, what stays with their girlfriend, it doesn't stay in between their relationships. They'll sit up here and go tell Oprah, well, this happened, da da da. So that's why I will never, ever be in a relationship with somebody at Perry. I mean, I am in a relationship with somebody here, but I knew him for years. I wouldn't date anybody here either, because it's nothing but drama. They don't know how to act right. And plus, these females here, they're like very inappropriate. That's how females are here.
Not all boys and all girls are definitely like that. Most of the females here are definitely like that, most definitely. But the guys, they're not all bad when they're in relationships. There are some that are faithful. Not many, but there are a few.
Yes, I want to get married. I would want to get married because it's a beautiful thing. Planning a wedding and everything.
I don't know if I want to get married. I like the idea of being in a relationship with someone for the rest of my life. I just don't see that for being me staying with one person forever. I don't know.
Yes, I want to get married eventually. Why I want to get married eventually is because it's like a fun thing. It's romantic. It just seems like it would just be cool to just get married and stick with that one person you want to be with for the rest of your life.
I don't know if I want to get married, because the idea of having someone to rely on and provide you money and a stable home and all that stuff sounds nice, but then you realize there's always the bad in the relationships. It's always the cheating, gambling. He could lose all your money. Can you imagine that? Stealing all your money and leaving.
Okay, I'm going to add up to what she said, because it's good to like be stable with someone, but y'all can like work on that type of stuff together. You don't have to just have it all to him or her. It could be both of y'all, because y'all's married.
I definitely agree with Cece that you guys should share the responsibilities, and one spouse's problem is both of your problems. You got to work on it together.
You can't say getting married is a bad thing, because you can only make things bad yourself. Never give up on something if you haven't gave it an actual good chance.
Relationships are bad. You should never be in them.
Don't get in something if you're not prepared to get hurt.
Don't let the past affect your future.